Valtteri, it is now try number three of recording the newest podcast episode of What's Next. I'm very sorry that you are here for the last 45 minutes in front of your laptop. You're ready to record. I am the unreliable person over here. I'm sorry for that.
It's okay. It's a surprise because you should be kind of professional on podcasting, right? I never had any issues, and typically it's you.
It is. I mean, I'm in the middle of a crazy, I'm in a Motel 1 in Hamburg. Have you ever been to a Motel 1?
I don't think I have. I know the chain. I've seen those. But how is it?
It's like it's the baseline, like if you don't want to mistakes, you know, like it's not great. It is one of those hotels that has a fireplace on every TV, like the video is up and running to make it feel more cozy. It's a lot of business travelers that are in the lobby. And I don't know why we ended up over here. I'm part of I'm in Hamburg, Germany.
But what are you doing there?
Hamburgers. It is actually Ruff's Burger, the burger, smash burger thing. There's now a big Ripke, and I'm aware you think of something else, probably, if you think of Big Ripke. What?
First thing comes to my mind is German sausage, but okay.
And this time, it's a burger I created with a pineapple and some parsley, and there's a bit of like a Maxi Kelly burger. So I have my own burger, and it's a burger chain in Germany. I am their testimonial, and yesterday we shot a lot of ads, so I had to take a bite 27 times out of a burger. So probably,
are you still full?
Yeah, like it was probably a total of 6 or 7 burgers I ate over 4 hours, and they are great. They're amazing smash burgers, but if you eat 6 or 7 of them,
I see.
And I also spend a fair amount of time on the grill, so in the kitchen. And I still smell a little bit like I spent the day.
The clothes.
Yeah.
Or maybe your skin smells like burgers.
Yeah, my hair. My hair probably also smells like burgers. No, yesterday, do you know that I'm losing my front tooth sometimes because it's a fake tooth that is glued to the other side? So this morning in Hamburg, I went to my main dentist, who is, I don't know how you are, but you probably have a dentist in Monaco, but my main dentist is in Hamburg, Germany. And he, there's one thing, I'm not sure how legal it is, but they give me laughing gas. Have you ever done laughing gas at a dentist?
I've never done, no.
I've done the last 2 hours, and I don't...
Just for the pain, or...?
Yeah, it's like a numbing... I think they give it to kids in the US.
Okay.
And I didn't, like, it was not a huge procedure, but it's 2 hours they glue and do stuff in your mouth, you know? So they have to glue that tooth on there. So they don't want you to talk, and there's still some pain and stuff. I've had a legit crazy trip the last 2 hours. Like, you close the eyes and it is like heaven. It's like sparkles that go over. Like the last 2 hours, I was to the moon, back, couple of space trips, and all of this at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. Like, it's pretty insane. Trust me. If ever a dentist asks you, I'm not totally sure what happens if with doping, like, you got to be careful, double check if it's legal for you as an athlete to do that.
I actually have no idea.
Yeah, and I think it works like they take away, like, it's a bit the same thing happens. It's called Tiefenrausch. Have you ever heard of Tiefenrausch? If you dive super deep in the water, and then you get a little bit crazy. There's a word for it in German. Okay. It's Tiefenrausch. That's our German word. Or Papagei. You're holding a Papagei. Papagei. Can you say it?
Papagei.
Yeah, very good. That's the bird you're holding in your hand. So that's why I'm in Hamburg. I'm cycling. It's called the Rough Riders. We do a cycling trip. It's beautiful, sunny weather. But talking about
so burgers and riding.
Yeah, burgers and riding.
Sounds good to me.
You came back to Monaco. I think the world saw how. You were with Toto in the jet. You broke the internet with a great smiling picture on your account. Congratulations. I think I looked at numbers. It's a reach of 420 million people that saw this picture in total, which is
really?
half of the... No, it's a... How many people live on the planet? 3 billion? 4 billion? Ooh. I don't really know.
So straight from my page, the reach was 30 million.
Yeah,
but then when you count the reposts and stuff, it's pretty mad.
It was insane.
Like, it's a picture of humans in an airplane.
You know? It's not like you cured cancer or...
Not really, no. Maybe the opposite.
But you did break the internet.
It seems like, yeah. Yeah, probably people can relate to their feelings from the past, you know, me and Lewis racing. The past between me and Toto, and I think it reflects how nice Toto is. Like, I had some issues with my flights, obviously. You know, there's been many flights cancelled by Dubai, Qatar, and I had suboptimal flight booked, but Toto saved me.
He took
saved
you
me and said, jump on board, we have one more space, but you have to take Ripke's space. I said, more than happy to.
you're welcome for that.
Thank you.
Is it?
But did, yeah, I'm home.
Did you sleep on the floor? Is my question, because like I know about the Toto jet, there's different spots. Gernot always sleeps on the floor.
Even there was a bed for him, he still opted to sleep on the floor.
Okay, where did you sleep?
In a bed.
Oh,
there was, yeah. So not bad. Had a good 9 hours sleep.
Oh wow!
Landed back to Monaco, I think just before 4 a.m. on Monday morning.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I'm here now first time since before Bahrain test.
Okay.
Which is a while. And got back, was still dark, obviously. Saw a beautiful sunrise. Went for a run. And then picked up Tiffany from the airport. She flew from Australia.
I talked then to Tiffany. Back. It was funny because Tiffany told me that she was changing planes in Frankfurt, I think, and was on the bus with Carlos Sainz's girlfriend. Like, she wanted to take the... It's kind of the same, like commuting also, but it was a bus on Frankfurt Airport going to the Lufthansa normal picture. So her trip was different home.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit different. I got lucky this time. But yeah, then it was a pretty cool Monday, like... Sometimes people ask me, what do you do like after the race? How do you relax? Well, I got back home. I did a run. I picked up Tiffany. Made some food, coffee. Went cycling. Had an easy evening cooking, stuff like that. So, you know, normal things. But people think I would just lay on a couch. But no, I always keep in motion.
Did you watch recaps on YouTube?
I did. I watched them... When I got home, what's the highlights? Good race, actually. It was good to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, you finished. Congratulations, the finished. First
time, yeah. And in history for me.
You're closer to the points than to the non-points. Like at one point, the next goal should be points. I agree. Or would you agree on that?
Absolutely. But yeah, it was good. Really positive weekend. Like, yeah, I was pleased with that. And we finished for first time with both cars. So some cars, you know, they don't even start. So we definitely take it, you know. It's pretty cool.
Did you had an espresso on race day, is my question.
I had probably the best pre-race espresso I've had. It was on the way to driver's parade. No, sorry, on the way to National Anthem.
Yeah.
And I noticed you standing in front of the Mercedes garage. And I was scooting with my scooter. And just, it was so smooth, right?
I just swing by. I texted you, I'm going to make you an espresso. But then I'm not allowed on starting grid. So you come there, you step out, you went to the FIA garage. I don't know. You were gone. I kind of tracked you, but I needed a time frame of 2.5 to 3 minutes with my mobile espresso setup to finish it. And I wanted it not to be that you're standing 3 minutes. That's long 3 minutes in that pre-race procedure. So
how much before I got there the coffee was ready?
8 seconds. I got insanely lucky because, like, you went first to FIA. I don't know if you used a bathroom or whatever you did, at the very first. Because your garage is all the way. The garages are in the order of the results of last year, and we are in the second one. You are all the way down. So you probably used a restroom that was closer. And I just went for it and said, okay, now I do it, so I'm ready. And then you came out, I think you were a little bit looking for me on the pit wall or something, but not at the garage. That's at least how it looked like. And then you saw me, so you took a turn, and it was kind of interesting to see all the mechanics and everybody was like, they're still insanely friendly to you. Everybody's like, Valtteri, hey, how are you? And whatever. And you just very smoothly picked up that espresso and had a double shot with a perfect crema, Australian beans, freshly grinded, ionized, and distributed and tempered, and had that on the way to National Anthem. And I think in the history of Formula One, this was the freshest espresso on the starting grid that must have ever happened. Because, like, would you remember that anybody ever brought an espresso machine to the starting grid?
No.
Yeah.
First time.
So I'm proud of that.
We made history. You made history. And it was strong, actually. That was a strong double shot. I started feeling it kicking when I jumped in the car. I was like, I'm buzzing here.
So did you have a good start?
That's good start. Gained a couple of places. I'm saying it's down to the espresso.
That espresso machine is really turning into a social anchor. I mean, you came once or twice by with the secret espresso. People are sitting down. It's a 4 to 6 minute procedure. It's a nice, like, that's an addition of stupid stuff I buy on Amazon that I really like.
You buy a lot, but that's a good buy. What is the machine? What is the brand?
I don't know. There's different ones, and we're proudly not sponsored by any of them. But it is a proper.
I would recommend it, and I'm actually thinking of getting one.
Yeah, your birthday is soon. So, no, your birthday was just now. When's August. Your birthday again? August.
28th of August.
Yeah, I will. That's a good present. It's a mobile. The main thing is the grinder, I think. And it's not a hand grinder, so that's electric too. So while it's grinding, you can prepare kind of the temper and everything. And it's a bit middle-aged. Like, I feel very midlife crisis type of male situation, you know, like a 45-year-old who just picked up cycling and now does his own espresso because he doesn't accept the local coffee machines. But
yeah, but that's the thing with coffee. Once you get into the good coffee, as you know, it kind of changes your life. Like, you can't have those normal, Nespresso pots or, you know, pot coffee. It's just not the same. You know, when it's not freshly grinded, brewed with love, you know. Yeah.
I know. And the other thing that happened was on the way back, I don't know, in Air Toto, is there an espresso in the morning? Is there an espresso machine or I don't know. I mean, you're the one who can tell us. Does he have a mobile espresso setup in his plane?
I think it's Nespresso pots.
Okay.
I think.
Do they have crema?
I didn't have coffee on that flight. So, to be honest, I don't know the latest setup. But I don't know. I don't know. It's the honest answer.
Because I failed to create crema on my. I tried to do this on my regular flight to Helsinki. By the way, I flew through Helsinki, your hometown, your home country, at least, not Lahti.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to manage any crema of the espresso on the flight, which I researched, and it has to do with the air pressure in the air and CO2 being released. And I did a Q&A, and lots of coffee geeks came around the corner and told me about what happened and what went there.
Oh,
but
that's interesting.
So you, it's now Wednesday. So you spent the Monaco days cycling, running, eating, and washing, probably, right?
And gym.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much it. I did have an appointment yesterday in Monaco.
Okay.
I got to renew my Monaco residency card.
Okay. Do you have to do that in person?
And it's actually quite a big day for me. Yeah, you have to always do it in person. And because Monaco residency, you start with 1 year, three times 1 year, 1-1-1. Then, if they like you, then you get 3 years. And then it's 3-3-3. And now I got to the point that after that last three-year period, it's 10 years. There was a bit more questions asked, and they gave me 10-year residency now.
What do they ask there?
All kinds of things. How much time you spend in Monaco.
Okay.
What do you do for work? how much money do you have in your bank account? Marriage status. Which properties do you have in other countries? How much time do you spend there?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you travel? They check your electricity bill. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you're now living there for 12, 14 years. Did I did my math right? 3 times 1, 3 times 9 is 12 years.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
You have some proof that you really live
so
in Monaco.
So seems like they still like me and I'm allowed to be here.
That's amazing. So now no more talks for 10 years from now on.
Yeah, they said when I picked up the card, they said, thank you. See you in 10 years. See you.
That's totally fine. How about dinners? Do you cook yourself or do you go out? Like, is this?
So normally, if I've been traveling a lot, then I like to cook at home. So we did some food on Monday. Yesterday was an exception because also Tiff had something to do in Monaco. I think it was a nail appointment or something. So we thought we would just stay there and have dinner in the city, which was nice. But we missed Taco Tuesday. So tonight at home is Taco Tuesday. Well, Taco Wednesday. So, yeah.
Somewhere it's still Tuesday, I think, in Mexico.
Yeah, but yeah, lots of, yeah, definitely more cooking than restaurants. Because, you know, when I travel, when we travel, you quite often need to eat in restaurants, you know. So it's kind of nice to chill out in the evening, listen to some good vibes, and cook.
That's nice. Did you do, we are, all of a sudden, it's a very weird situation. I think that now the races are canceled for April. So it feels a bit like hitzefrei in Germany. That's when it's too hot and they send the people in school home. They say it's too hot. Maybe that exists in Finland when there's too much snow and people can't know. Well, then
never got a single school day canceled.
In Germany, it does if it's snowy or mainly if it's hot. Like if it's too hot, you kind of don't need to go to school. So it feels a bit like that with April, because all of a sudden there's 4 weeks on everybody's hands, and I think like one of the number one things your partner Tiffany enjoys is booking travel. Like when she has time on her hands, I've never seen anybody so excited about places, Airbnbs, hotels, other new conquering countries, travel tips and whatever. Like the one person who should do a travel show on YouTube is Tiffany, maybe after her career. And I can see that if you, and I'm not sure, but like those 4 weeks, did you throw that at Tiffany already? And did she already book any trips, or are you going to just chill at home, or what's happening in the free new time in April?
It's a good question, because yeah, quite a bit changed since last weekend we got the confirmation that there's no racing in April. I did mention to, well, Tiff was obviously aware before that this could happen, and she started looking at things and travel, of course. But it actually works out quite well. So for sure, I would love to be racing, but obviously, you know, situation is what it is. But again, it's one of these things that when these things happen, we try to make most out of the situation and life. So it's pretty cool that she was going to be racing in California on a gravel race, I think the Saudi weekend.
Okay.
So I can join her in California, do some good training. It's called Sea Otter Classic. It's actually by the Laguna Seca racetrack.
Nice.
So I can join her for that, support her, and maybe even ride myself. We'll see. And yeah, then there's, because then the next race is in Miami. So for me, it makes sense to stay in the US. So she managed to fill that gap with a few trips here and there. So, but yeah, she loves it. She's like a one person travel agency.
But not only very travel agency, she's also like, it's a, you can book experiences with her, I think. Like it is not only places, it all goes. So
planning as well.
Yeah. There is, did we decide on Coachella? Did we decide on Newport Beach? Did we decide on maybe going to
everything
the moon in
has
between?
Been decided, Paul. Everything is planned. In the last 48 hours, there's a plan for April. But I don't want to say the holiday, because it is not a holiday. I still need to make sure that I make the most out of it. Like, example, after Japan, I'm going to the simulator as planned, doing some stuff with the team. And but then, yeah, I just got to keep training, got to keep ready for Miami. And at the same time, like I said, might as well make the most out of it.
Totally. We are going after Japan. I'm still doing my race. So I have a spot for you saved. To sum it up, we are running from Los Angeles, from Santa Monica Pier to Las Vegas in a relay. So I am the team captain, and I have 7 other runners, and you can be number 8. You can choose how much you want to run. It's somewhere in between 10 kilometers in total over 48 hours in like relays, or you can run up to 200 kilometers. That's the maximum we agreed, because everybody wants to run a little bit. And after 48 hours through the desert, through the night, through over stones, snakes, and in the middle, it's a legit mission.
Sounds pretty epic.
Yeah. We arrive at Las Vegas sign, hopefully, if we make it. Do you want to be part of it? I saved you a spot.
I'll think about it. I was planning to be in Europe, because Tiff is racing, road racing. So on my weekend off, it's kind of nice to support her. Yeah. But I'll think about it, Paul.
I once tricked you into...
But it sounds like really, really cool. Like, it's going to be for sure an amazing experience, right?
Yeah, and you. I mean, do you regret doing the indoor triathlon? Because I've kind of talked you into that as well.
I don't. I'm actually really glad I did it.
Yeah. This is another one of those.
Yeah.
VB.
There's not that many Ironmans in the world compared to the population.
Indoor Ironmans, even less. Peloton, exactly. Sprint interval Ironmans, not a single one.
But yeah, it, like at the time when I was doing it, you remember, it was not not easy. And I was regretting it, but I still recommend for everyone to take some kind of challenge that definitely puts you out of the comfort zone, because you, like mentally, you learn how much more actually human has when it comes to mental strength. Like when the body is empty, when, you know, muscles start to give up, it's the mind that keeps you going. And I wish everyone could experience that at least once in a lifetime.
Yeah, and you can go pretty long. I mean, okay, so I'm not getting a I thought maybe on record I'm getting a, okay, let's do it. How about
no.
Pier Sorry. Club in Newport Beach? Because every Wednesday there's Pier Club.
Oh, let me look at my calendar.
Because when you're in California, you
yes.
can't not do the one and only. I'm aware Miami GP is important to you. There's Tokyo.
Wednesday, 22nd of April. What time is it?
8 a.m. 7 a.m. I think. No, 7:30.
7 a.m. I'll be there. Pier Club. I'm coming.
Newport Beach. In Budgie
Smugglers. It's almost the only reason why we're coming to Newport Beach. I love Pier Club.
We're going to swim around the pier.
I think that's going to be a YouTube episode, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How do you feel about our YouTube game?
I like it. Like, it comes really naturally because we don't really do any editing.
Yeah.
We just shoot stuff that is happening and put it out there.
Does anybody say anything to you, like, other than...
Yes, very yeah. often.
And what do they say?
Yeah, they say they like our YouTube, keep it up, don't change anything. And same with podcast. That, like, I think it's still slowly growing. Our cult is growing.
the what's next cult.
Did you get any comments?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many people in Mercedesland are listening or watching it. I don't think Toto, for example, is a big podcast consumer of our podcast yet. Maybe we yet. Need to turn him into one. But in the fan, like, I remember the one guy I met, and that was kind of nice. In China, I was at F1 Academy, filmed something with Dorian, and there was one guy approaching me with probably one of the coolest pictures of you, that childhood picture of you where you look like a seven-year-old, a little chubby Valtteri with a weird haircut. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
And he printed it out on like a Polaroid, so which even made it more retro. Like, it feels like a picture that somebody took of young Valtteri 25 years ago or 30 years ago or something. And he approached me and asked me if I can organize that, that you can sign it, obviously. So I had it in my pocket for like 24 hours. Did you remember that? Like, I was standing in yep. line and you...
After the TV interviews,
yeah.
I decided to sign a few things. And I saw the photo. I didn't think, you know, I've signed those kind of ish photos yeah. quite often. And I didn't actually look up. Apologies. And then later I realized, oh, that's you. You're just standing in the line.
Yeah, I was a fan. I was a fan.
And you got one.
Yeah, I did. And I brought it back. And it was kind of nice to see him because he also opened up that he was following me for 10 years. So he started in the first round of when we worked back together, you and me, and then he followed my non F1 endeavors, and now he's super happy. And he deliberately said that one of the best things he enjoys is listening every Thursday for half an hour of us just talking stupidity, you know, like, it's not qualifying the setting XY was this and that and whatever.
Yeah.
It is just, yeah, at the end, two guys chatting, doing a little bit what happened in the week. And it feels like you're one of our friends, you know, like, it feels like you're sitting down in some sort of a recap. Hopefully it does. And he enjoyed it. I'm quoting him.
Yeah.
That's what he Definitely. Said that he really enjoys.
Makes us happy.
Yeah. And he said, do it more. Absolutely.
Actually, one thing I have to mention. It's an exciting week.
Why?
I got a message just before the podcast. The last of our beautiful Adelaide / McLarenville grapes are being picked tomorrow.
Oh, did you pick them?
No, I wasn't there. Well, I was there when they were picking the Grenache Blanc briefly. I saw that. But now the rest of the Grenache and Shiraz are being picked at the vineyard. And then it's weird. Like, I love the grapes there, and now
they're gone. Turned into wine. I mean, it's nice also.
It's nice, yeah. Then, yeah, for the first time, it's my first harvest. So it's pretty cool.
What's happening next weekend for you? What are you doing after this? It's Wednesday today.
This weekend, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yep. Do you say this weekend or next weekend in English? Next weekend is then the week after? Or?
Next weekend is Japan. This weekend is Women's Milan Sanremo.
Ah, you told me. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. So I'm going to be, again, that guy. Big fan. I'm going to ride from Monaco to Sanremo. See the finish. Be there in my sweaty cycling gear. Shout, go Tiffany. And then I'm going to ride back.
All alone. Did you? I also got another message yesterday of a guy who sent me a video message. He was in South France, and he had, I think, like two What's Next things: the World Tour shirt and six Paris. German guy.
Yeah.
And he said he was cycling and met you guys while cycling.
In over here somewhere.
Somewhere in southern France. Do people approach you while cycling?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one
there
of them.
Some German group yesterday, actually.
Yeah, so that must be one of them. And he asked me if you can come by and sign the World Tour shirt.
Yes, there was one guy said he knows Paul. I know Paul. Do you know him?
And you're like, which Paul? Never heard of him.
Paul what? Who?
Yeah, so kudos to him, but unfortunately I probably think you're on your off days, you should not cycle to somewhere to sign shirts. I took that decision off your chest to say
thank you, Paul.
And you have that tomorrow, right? Like tomorrow is a day, and that's why we're recording on a Wednesday, which I adore. You said I want a proper full day without a single appointment.
Yes, actually, the aim is for the whole weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to...
I've done a bit of stuff Monday, a bit of yesterday, a bit of today. We still have that one call tonight, right?
Yeah, correct. You have two calls. You have an interview also.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to block things to have me time.
That's good. The me time is the best time. I'm doing a secret project in Italy this weekend, and then I fly Sunday.
So you stay in Europe?
Yeah. I do something I'm not publicly allowed to talk about. Then I.
When do you go home?
On Sunday. I land on Sunday.
And then you go to Japan.
On Monday, I'm home 24 hours. No. Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't change the flights.
Does it make sense to fly to US for one day and then Japan?
I had the flights already booked, and so to cancel them, they were 2-3x more expensive. And also, I have a couple of things I want to switch over. I'm now
and you
constantly
want to see your family.
Yeah. And I'm I want to change clothes, and I want to say hello to my family and everything. And I, we do something in Tokyo the day before. Another media production thing with Mercedes, and then we move over. So you probably fly directly into Suzuka or Osaka or whatever, right?
Yeah. There's now no events in Tokyo, so I go straight to Suzuka next week.
Do you take me for a good sushi in Suzuka?
No, I'm gonna take you for good Kobe beef.
Oh, okay. We try a steak.
I know one place which is the best around.
Okay.
And I want to keep it secret, so I'm not going to tell here.
And we're also not going to YouTube it.
We can, but not to mention the location of the name.
Okay, that's good. That's understandable. We do that. So we see each other in Japan.
We see you in Japan for some of the best meat in the world.
Oh.
Right?
Not the best? That's still Australia?
My mouth started watering.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Valtteri. I'm taking off. Enjoy your days off. Enjoy
burgers.
Yeah. I will have some again today. Big Ripkeys. Four or five. Should I bring you one? Do you like pineapple on a burger?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Very I bring nice. You one. It's not going to be fresh.
Gluten-free, right?
Yes. We have gluten-free buns at Ruffsburger.
Correct. Gluten-frei.
Gluten-frei. Good. Papagei.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Papagei.
Papagei.
Bye-bye.
Bye.